This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two thoughts by way of setting up this next story. Thought number one, all the talk of President Trump wanting as much as $1 trillion to be spent on infrastructure in his administration. Thought number two, the promised wall that is coming along the Mexican border. Those are so far, anyway, not much more than promises from the incoming White House. But at ports of entry along the border, how much the federal government spends on facilitating trade and travel is a very real concern. Such a concern, in fact, that private companies and local governments are paying for improvements and upgrades themselves to move things along. From the Fronteras desk at KJZZ, Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
Come in, Chuy, come in.
At Omega Trucking in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, an employee checks in on a driver moving a load across the border. This is a family-run business that transports things like tiles and construction materials for bigger companies. The owner, Miriam Kutkowski, says private investment at the ports helps everybody.
If we don't have an efficient port, we don't have trade. And if the private sector is allowed to help, that is wonderful. This is a greater benefit for the industrial base.
Her trucks routinely drive through this border crossing in Santa Teresa. Trucks used to hit a bumpy dirt road soon after crossing into Mexico. That was 25 years ago when Jerry Pacheco, a local businessman, stood out in a dust storm and envisioned the barren desert transformed into a bustling industrial hub. Today, his vision has started to take shape.
Our commercial traffic grew 26% last year, which is one of the highest, if not the highest, rates on the entire U.S.-Mexico border.
Pacheco is president of a local industrial association tasked with recruiting businesses to this area. His job got a bit easier once the road through Mexico was paved. But the biggest development came in 2009, when the Taiwanese manufacturer Foxconn set up a massive factory just south of the border fence. That plant now churns out 55,000 Dell computers a day and sends them north.
Foxconn is a huge win for us because of all the truck traffic and development it's brought to the port of entry.
But now, Pacheco says, federal investment in the port is lagging behind commercial investment around the port. Most of the money Congress allocates for the border goes toward security, not infrastructure.
If we don't continue to focus on the port, we're not going to be competitive in the future.
As a result, the private sector has stepped in. This year, Dell, the computer maker, will pay at least $200,000 to staff a southbound cargo lane 4 extra hours a day. The longer the border crossing stays open, the better for business. This is possible thanks to a special program that started in 2013. Chris Sullivan with U.S. Customs explains.
If a private entity is trying to perhaps increase business at an airport or get more commercial cargo through a port of entry, they can reimburse the government for our services.
Services like overtime pay for customs officers or infrastructure like a new cargo lane or inspection facility. Local and state governments also pitch in. For example, the city of El Paso is using toll money to keep all lanes staffed on weekdays at a couple of its border crossings. Beto O'Rourke is the U.S. congressman who represents El Paso.
It means that people are waiting fewer minutes in line or able to get to class or to see a loved one or to buy their groceries or to go to work much more quickly and conveniently.
But O'Rourke says it's not enough. Last fiscal year, it cost El Paso more than $1 million to shorten commercial wait times by about 20 minutes. Even with that reduction, total wait times can range anywhere from 1 to 5 hours. In Santa Teresa, New Mexico, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe for Marketplace.